So we presented sentences that visually, one word at a time. While those sentences were being presented on every trial, there was this auditory distraction tone. So that auditory tone could either be played right before a syntactic violation was displayed, or it could be displayed later in the sentence, well after the subject had been processing the syntactic violation. Basically, by manipulating the placement of that auditory tone in the sentence, we could manipulate whether subjects would be aware of the syntactic violation or not. So when the auditory tone was played right before a syntactic violation, subjects had to respond to the tone as quickly as they could, saying if it was low, medium, or high. And so by putting that extra task on them, what they ended up doing is often that violation would be fully visible, but they wouldn't be consciously aware of that violation. So they would read the sentence, and then at the end of the task, when they had to decide if it was correct or incorrect, they would be a lot more likely to say it was correct.